B-Pod Studios.
Five o'clock hour. Mike Mussinelli Show on a Football Friday. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You'll get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Eagles and Patriots on Sunday. Talking about that, mostly talking about the Myles Garrett situation from last night. Again, if you weren't listening earlier, we're talking about the concept of whether this is a criminal offense of assault and battery, which to me is the classic definition. The only thing that takes it outside that is somehow sports is regarded as different, and therefore a crime that would be on the street does not constitute a crime on a sporting field. Now, I'm not sure why, because in Canada, there are three examples where a prosecutor did file criminal charges against three particular individuals and got convictions, or plea bargains, or probation, whatever. And one was Marty McSorley, if you remember, maybe you don't, maybe Donald Brashear. He chased him down and he whacked him on the side of the head with a stick. Bang. Concussed him. There was Dino Cicerelli way back in the day. He hit Luke Richardson with a stick in Toronto. The Toronto prosecutor prosecuted him. Got a probationary convicted, really, put him on probation. That was the punishment. Cicerelli served 1 day in jail. And finally, Todd Bertuzzi, if you remember, where he got the guy, chased him down, and tackled him, and hit his head on the ice, considered an assault and battery. He got a plea bargain out of that. But all three of them were determined to be assault and battery by a Canadian prosecutor. What's different? Well, the difference is this is in Cleveland. The Cleveland prosecutor is probably not going to prosecute criminally a member of his own hometown team. All right, let's go. Chuck in Jersey. Chuck, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I don't want to talk about Myles Garrett. He's a knucklehead, and a legal deal with him. My question is around the Eagles' doctors and training staff and the calamity that that's turned into. How do you come out of the bye week with more injuries than you went into the bye week with? I've never heard of that before.
Well, they actually happened in the last part of the game with the Bears. So
was that ever announced last week?
No, they didn't announce it, but I guess they thought the bye week would take care of it. But the injuries happened in the Bears game.
And do we know if these guys stuck around during the bye week to try to get themselves ready?
No, I don't know that. I would think they did, but I don't know that for a fact.
All right, thank you. It's just, it's nothing but mystery and confusion anytime you're dealing with
it. What's the medical staff have to do with that? If the guys are hurt, they're hurt. I mean, it's nothing the medical staff can do. Like what?
That's fair. So maybe it's more along the lines of communication, PR, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, injuries are injuries. They happened against the Bears. They, were hoping they would heal up. They didn't, and so they're out.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, let's go Pat and Ridley Park. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pat.
Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, look, I think you're wrong with your statement saying that there's never been a prosecution in the United States during a professional event, because in 2001, James Butler punched his opponent in the face after a boxing match in the ring and had to serve, I think it was like 4 months in Rikers Island. And also, there's a case of, I think his name was Luis Cresto or some boxer who also in New York took the padding out of his glove and beat the hell out of his opponent, and he also was charged. And I think he did a couple years.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of boxing, so I don't know those cases.
Yeah, I know you weren't. That's why I'm calling you out on it, man. It's a professional event where these guys were prosecuted and went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, what other sporting event is there that's more aggressive than boxing?
No, you're right. I wasn't aware of those cases. I wasn't even thinking of boxing. I was thinking really of the four majors.
Yeah, well, there are other sports. That's all I'm saying, mm-hmm. Bob.
Okay, all right. And your point is
what? I mean, look,
because they should carry that precedent over to the football field. It's never happened in football before.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that, look, these are guys that were in a competitive environment where they're doing the absolute most aggressive thing, where the job is to inflict as much harm as you can in your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Then they strayed away from that, right? And then they did what they wanted to do, and they're prosecuted. And Luis Crespo, I know I'm saying his name wrong, that was actually during the match.
It was
wrestling. He took the padding out. So, yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. So, like, he took the padding out of his glove. So he actually competed and was charged for,
You remember this case, Tyrone?
I do. Okay, so what happened was Panama Lewis and Resto, they were going against this kid, Mikey Collins or something like that. He was an Irish kid.
Mm-hmm.
And after the fight, Collins' face was really messed up. And they checked the gloves after the fact. And Panama Lewis had removed the padding from the glove. And Resto knew about it. So went to trial. Resto ended up doing 6 years in jail. Panama Lewis did 3 years in jail for it. Got out in like 1990. This was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Collins' dad kept wanting to sue and held his son out of boxing. He never got any money from it. And due to that, he died in a car accident that most people think was suicide.
Who prosecuted the case? Who brought the charges?
The athletic commission checked the gloves. And then they came forward.
Okay.
And recommended that then the prosecutor filed it. But the athletic commission in the state, I forget which state it was. I thought it was in Boston.
They did the investigation, presented it to the district attorney, and he prosecuted it.
Basically, they just presented the gloves. Uh-huh. And it was very clear, once your gloves don't have padding, it was like an open and shut case. Mm-hmm. And then Resto, at the time, said he didn't know, did the time, came out mm-hmm. of jail, and still claims he didn't know, but he still had to do the time for it. Panama Lewis admitted that he did know and did 3 years in prison for it.
All right. Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you today?
What's up, Gene?
Hey, Michael. I understand this, whole situation with the assault and battery and why it most likely won't be prosecuted. But to me, it should be, because that's the only way to prevent it from happening again. As long as these guys know they're going to get a pass because they're on the football field.
Well, they're not getting a pass. They're getting suspended by their own entity, the league, and they're losing money for it. So that's that you can argue, well, that's the precedent, that they know now that they're going to have money taken out of their pocket by getting suspended if they do this.
But again, I mean, it's a suspension. I could see that if they said, look, you're done. You're never playing again. Because he knows as well as you and I do, he can come back and make that money back.
Well, you're never going to make that money back. You're always going to lose that money.
But he will make money again.
He will. Yeah, I get it.
So is it really that big? It almost becomes like a slap on the wrist. I mean, I feel like it almost has to be prosecuted in order to send a message that, this can't happen. And I understand it won't. I understand why, because, the mm-hmm. whole Cleveland thing, and what does the DA in Cleveland really get out of prosecuting it? Except
the opposite of that is, you prosecute this, you open up a can of worms now. Now, government is involved in legislating sports, and suppose they think that a helmet to helmet is an assault and battery. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it'll ever get to that point, but you're opening that door.
I get it. And, it's almost like that door almost needs to be open, because, what kind of message does it send to society in general, that, this is okay because you're on a sporting field? The next thing you got...
I think it's so unusual now, and so much attention is being paid to it, that really is the deterrent for it to happen again. I could be wrong. My opinion on this, it's clearly an assault and battery. It clearly is. And you can't put it in the shadows under the guise of, well, it's sports. This is so clearly outside the realm of what naturally happens in sports. And I'm including fights that naturally happen in sports. This is outside that realm. That it is what it is. Now, why it won't be prosecuted is also clear to me. Stephen Downingtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, kind of piggyback on your one other caller that talked to you in the boxing thing. I just wondered why Boom Boom Mancini never got charged, or the referee, for killing Duck Koo Kim, because he clearly beat him through the ropes And the referee...
It was no crime. He just hit him. It was in the boxing. I mean, that happens sometimes. Sometimes a boxer will get killed with a punch, but it wasn't Boom Boom Mancini. He didn't do anything outside the realm of boxing when he hit that guy.
Yeah, but you talked about, going at it so aggressively. And
It's a natural occurrence. It's a boxing match. You're trying to punch the guy. That's what he did.
Yeah, it's assault.
No, it's not.
But
is it assault in boxing? You're punching guys.
When you got a guy through the ropes and he's already out and you're still beating him, just like, let's say, Rocky 3 or 4.
You can't censor yourself. If the official doesn't come in there and stop the fight, you continue to punch. That's not assault and battery.
Well, I just think that something, with the referee should have been brought into it then, because that was his responsibility.
Well, maybe, but civilly liable he could be. It's possible that the state of that person who got killed, Dooku Kim it was, not Duck Kuk.
Yeah, and
it's Dooku Kim.
His corner, he told his corner not to stop the fight. The referee attempted to stop the fight before that round started, got talked out of it. The doctors did not stop it, and that happened in natural boxing.
Yeah, that's not outside the scope of what boxing is.
Right. Got hit in the face, and unfortunately, it went bad.
Gordo in media, you're a 97.5 Fanatic. Gordo.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Gordo? Thanks, buddy. Go ahead. You're on.
Hey, quick point about Kaepernick working out on Saturday. Listen, I'm a diehard Niners fan, all right? I stuck with them through the tough times after the Mariucci era. We went through the Super Bowl with Kaepernick, all right? I thought he was the best. And as soon as he started the whole kneeling stuff, political events aside, there was a distraction. All right. I don't want him anywhere near the NFL. All right. The NFL
What about the kneeling part, as you call it, bothered
you? It's a distraction. Use a platform.
Now forget the distraction. Why did it bother you? Because you didn't think his protest was righteous? And if so, how can you determine that?
It doesn't matter.
No. I'm asking you a question. Don't give me doesn't matter. Why were you bothered by the kneeling?
I was bothered by the distraction of what he was
What distraction? What distraction? Well, how did it influence you? There's no distraction to you.
I'm asking you
a question, and you're avoiding it. What about a man's righteous protest bothered you?
First of all, he wasn't the only one who kneeled.
Won't you answer the question?
What
bothered you about someone's protest when it's not your protest and has nothing to do with you?
Because the protest happens outside of your job, okay?
You're not, again, answering the question. What does that have to do with your life, whether it happens outside the job or not? How does it affect you?
We as fans are paying for...
Oh, fan my ass. You're a bigot. Let's go to John in Bear, Delaware. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, John?
I may have turned your show on a little late, but I want to ask this question to you. You said something about he should be prosecuted for throwing the helmet.
He should be prosecuted. I said it was clearly an assault and battery, and it was up to the prosecutor to prosecute him.
Okay, so what's the difference in the people that think that he should be prosecuted? What's the difference with what he did? And I'm not condoning it. Don't get me wrong. But when a pitcher throws the ball 100 miles an hour...
We've been through this now 5 times today. The difference is that is a semi-normal occurrence in a baseball game, A. B, it's within the play. It's a play in baseball. Now, it might not be right to you, but it's not an assault and battery because it is a ball one or you get hit with the pitch, whatever. This is not part of the play. This was outside the play.
Okay, hold on, Mike. I'm talking about the retaliation part of it. A batter hits a home run, trots around the bases. Pitcher's upset. Next time the batter comes up, this is what you get for trotting around the bases.
Yes, and it's part of the game. It's not outside the game. It happens all the time. Now, if you want to stop it, fine. I get it. But as of right now, that is a normal occurrence in a game. This was not a normal occurrence. So therefore, that would not be assault and battery. This would.
Okay.
You understand that?
Well, that's your opinion versus mine.
No, it's not an opinion. It's what's actionable. telling you from a legal standpoint what's actionable and what's not. Now, in a brawl in baseball, if it escalates into a brawl, somebody picks up a ball and throws it at a guy's head, that's an assault and battery. Somebody picks up a bat, throws it at a guy's head, that's assault and battery, because it's not, it has nothing to do with the game.
Okay, so when the quarterback aggressively came at excuse me, Myles Garrett. What was Myles Garrett supposed to do?
Oh, are we supposed to hit him over the head with a helmet? He was supposed to hit him over the head with a helmet. That's now a weapon in your hand, bro. Come on.
I'm not condoning what.
Yes, you are condoning it. Why?
I don't see no difference.
John. Why are you condoning it?
I am. Why? I do not.
I want to get to the kernel of why you are condoning it.
Okay, I do not believe you should hit the man in the head.
Okay, all right. Well, this is what I how could you condone what he did? He was being charged. He was protecting himself. What are you kidding me? He wasn't protecting himself. He made an overt offensive act.
I'm glad this show's on TV because Booney has shown it. If you watch the video, he's so not in danger when he decides to swing
this
helmet.
Is this man being unfairly persecuted? Is that what we are with this Myles Garrett thing?
Yes.
He also has a 40-pound weight advantage on the quarterback. Not that Rudolph's a little guy, but he's 40 pounds bigger, has a man in between, and it's embarrassing to suggest.
Ridiculous to have that kind of viewpoint on this. One thing we must all agree on, it's a clear assault and battery. There's no justification for what he did. Scrap and Darby, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scrap.
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
Scrap, how you doing?
Oh, man, blessed by the best. But check this out. I want to get on three topics, man. I mean, I'm all good with the Colin Kaepernick situation. You know, I hope he land an NFL job on the squad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The brother deserve it. You know what I mean? I'm happy with the Jai signing, you know. I don't know how much he going to do. You know what I mean? Coming off of ACL.
Well, then why are you happy with it?
I mean, I'm happy because it's going to be a three-headed monster. You know what I mean? Like, you got him. You got Miles Sanders. You got Jordan.
Well, Jordan, Jordan Howard's out. That's why they signed Ajayi.
I mean, is he out for the season?
No, he's out for this game.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like when they all.
Well, that's the reason why they signed Ajayi. Otherwise, they wouldn't be signing Ajayi to help.
But check this out: the whole hitting the helmet thing. Right? Check this out. Like, but people keep like the boy. He's stupid for doing that. Point blank, it was 8 seconds left in the game. I don't even know why he did all that. You know, the game is over. Y'all won the game.
Right.
So, like when it comes to boxing, like check this out. Like when it's considered an assault when it's come to boxing, say like me and Tyrone boxing. I chip Tyrone up because he didn't put Tupac in the top 10. I chip him up. So at the end of the fight, he got mad. You know, he supposed to be coming over there shaking my hand. We both got gloves off.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you got that wrap around your hand.
Right.
He cracks me. Splits everything.
Yeah.
That's an assault right there.
That's assault. Yeah. Yeah. That's assault and battery. Absolutely.
So, like, all the other callers that was calling and talking about, you know, it's assault when they boxing. No, it's assault. You know, when you got them hand wraps and you crack somebody because y'all nice, your hands is registered.
Yeah, yeah. The difference is the fight is over. There's a cooling off period. That's clearly an assault and battery. In football, the lines blur a little bit because it happens in the course of an activity of a semi-brawl. But it's still assault.
That happened recently.
What, did you put Tupac in your top 10 and a guy tried to hit you with a rap?
No. And Tupac is in my top 10. He's not my top 5.
I was
going to
say, I thought he was in your top 10.
He's not my top 5. He doesn't deserve to be. But in boxing, after the fact, it wasn't the fighter. The uncle of the fighter went over and hit the boxer with a two-piece in Maryland and then disappeared. He ended up getting prosecuted.
Well, there you go.
After the fight, he stepped in because his nephew had lost.
Yeah.
And hit him with a two-piece after the fight, got prosecuted.
Those kind of things are clear.
Yeah.
You know? All right, 610. Well, actually, we have full board. So we'll get as many calls as we can before we get the sound off on the Mike Misnelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah, it's time for the final Twitter poll numbers. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Fall is here. That means a lawn full of leaves. Head over to Paul B. Moyer & Sons in Doylestown and shop their selection of battery or gas power blowers to help you clear your yard with ease. Visit paulbmoyer.com for store hours. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll has over 3,100 votes on it. Should Myles Garrett be criminally prosecuted? 38% say yes, 62% say no. And then we added another one.
We did. We added another
one. We did. Uh-huh. Who is more innocent? Over 600 votes on this one. 19% say poor Myles Garrett. 47% say Bambi. And 34% say Simba.
Wait. What? Well, repeat this.
We just put it up for fun.
Repeat this poll again. I want to hear it again.
Who is more innocent? Right. Who is the most innocent?
Okay. Go through.
Poor Myles Garrett.
Uh-huh.
Bambi. Or Simba.
Who is more innocent?
Yeah. In the grand scheme of...
Bambi was more innocent, no?
Bambi won.
Yeah.
Wait, Simba could make a really good case.
Yeah.
You could, but some people say that Simba was in on it.
Simba was a lion, too, though.
Yeah.
Predator.
He was a child.
Child predator.
His uncle killed his father.
Bambi was a predator. Bambi's just a Bambi.
Mike, it's a circle of life.
Floating around.
The reason that poll is because on a social media, especially reacting to 97.5, the Fanatics social media pages.
Yeah.
He's the most innocent man that ever walked. What would you do if a man grabbed your helmet? You would then rip his helmet off and hit him in the skull, right? I know I would.
You know,
that's happening all over social media.
It's really incredible to me that Myles Garrett has become the symbol of persecution that way. Now, the calls haven't been that way. But on social media, I don't get why he is a symbol of persecution.
People are like, well...
When he swung a helmet and hit a guy on the head.
They're like, well, how did you feel about the kick to the groin? You know, that's a sensitive area. I'm like, what?
I go, what?
And what does that have to do with anything?
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I've seen that. The thing that was weird, I don't know why people can't wrap their minds around it, was when he ripped the helmet off and said, you know what? Take this helmet back onto your skull. Everything else I see in a lot of football games. That was the weird part. But poor Myles Garrett.
Poor Myles. Don in Quakertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Don? Don, you're on the air, buddy.
I got the images.
Don?
Oh, okay.
All right, well, apparently he's not paying attention. Nathan in Quakertown. Nathan, you're on the air.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Nathan? You're on, buddy.
Hey, how are you? Second time caller. First time, I just wanted to say that boxing, I don't even know if it's a major sport. I know they were giving you a hard time about that.
Well, it's a major sport. I just wasn't thinking of it. I was thinking of the playing field.
I just think, four major sports, we all know those sports are. But my question is, and it's weird, is I'm a New England Patriots fan, right? I'm going to the Xfinity Center, and all my family's saying I'm crazy. What do you think about me going in there with a Tom Brady jersey?
Well, you're going to get harassed.
Yeah, that's pretty much what.
And why would you do that?
Hey, listen, sometimes you got to support your team, right? You know?
Yeah, I get it. Well, you really have to support the Patriots? You haven't won enough?
Well, we need one more.
You got to toot a horn for the Patriots at this point?
Yeah, we need to win one more. You guys took one from us, you know. And fair and square. I know.
All right, now, what's your connection to the Patriots franchise?
I actually used to live in Boston for about 16 years of my life.
Okay.
Yeah, so grew up a New England fan, lived there, came down to PA.
All right, obviously, if you wear number 12, people are going to catcall you.
Yeah, and I understand that. I respect it, you know. My biggest question is, again, What do you think the prediction is going to be? Like, what do you think the score is going to be?
I think the Eagles are going to win the game.
Okay. And, I mean, hey, listen.
I just have a hunch. The Patriots on paper will win the game, but I have a hunch.
I actually had the, like, when I was going down the schedule this year, I actually had the Eagles winning, too. It was like one of those
The Eagles are depleted here, so it doesn't make any sense that they would win. Let's go, Tony in Philly. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
Hey, good evening. So first off, I'll say that I'm a diehard 49er fan, and unlike the one that was on earlier, I completely support Kaepernick's.
Well, listen, I was trying to get to his answer, and when you don't have an answer, I know what the answer is. You know,
yeah.
Because there's no way that he can cast aspersions on a guy's individual protest that is individual to him and in his heart. And I resent people that want to make judgments on somebody else's cause.
Yeah, it's beyond ridiculous to me. I mean, I'm from a different area. I'm from the Bay Area. So it's completely different to not understand what he's talking about and how people can't validate it. Even if you don't agree with it, you can't turn a blind eye and pretend it's not there.
He has a right to protest what feels precious to him. I love these people. Well, he shouldn't be doing it at work. Seriously, that's not the reason. I can tell what the reason why he didn't like his protest was. I'm not an idiot.
Obviously, yeah. I could sense that too. And the other thing is, so I'm out here right now, and but you know, heading back tomorrow. But Kapler is getting killed in the Bay Area right now.
Yeah, I know. He's got that scandal. They're bringing up that scandal with the Dodgers because that was indigenous to the West Coast.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting destroyed. And, like, I even have friends that are talking about not going to games, and I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, well, they'll go to games. If he's a good manager, they'll go. if the team's good, they'll go. That's the bottom line. But he presented beautifully out there, I thought.
I thought
he presented beautifully. He looked good in the SF hat. He had the scruff going. Did you think he presented beautifully, Nat?
He always looks great, that one.
Speaking of Philly, they get this.
He's in a lot of trouble.
Who?
Game?
Yep.
Yeah, if they win.
Well, they're not built to win right away.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they win, he'll be looked at as a good manager.
They're not going to win.
All right. Somebody emailed me. This is incredible. What's today's date? November what?
15th.
November 15th.
Yep.
This is the email I got. Mike, Andrew Knapp can't be the backup catcher again next season.
What?
thinking about Andrew Knapp in November? Why? First of all, you're going to think of Andrew Knapp in July. What's less November? Like, this is on the guy's mind.
Right now?
Yeah.
And you know they get the special 26th man this year. I'm more interested in that. Who will you carry?
Bob and Jenkintown. Bob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob.
Hey, Mike, how are
what's
you?
What's up, Bob?
Hey, sorry. Bridge traffic. Guys, third time caller. I wanted to talk about the Myles Garrett thing. Hearing a lot of callers calling in about comparing boxing and, you know, baseball pitches. I think the most similar baseball scenario would probably be if a guy got hit by a pitch and decided to take the bat and run towards the pitcher. And then that action itself would
I talked about that earlier. You took the bat out there, you swung, hit the guy on the shoulder. That's clear an assault and battery. Throwing at a guy's head, and it's not guaranteed, A, that you're going to hit him. But if you do, we've seen it before, and it's not assault and battery.
And we would like to never see it again.
Right.
One quick little thing. Garrett's Twitter bio says, a hero is made by the path he chooses, not by the power he is graced with. So,
You know, it's funny because he has never been seen as that kind of dude.
A lot of dirty hits this year of a sudden. Yeah, I think he's had a couple. This was about the third incident this year for some reason. But I think that goes to what Brian talked about, that culture down there. You saw how many dirty hits there were. They're going helmet to helmet. Mm-hmm. It's a new dirty culture, and he just let it get away from him. But apparently before Kitchens was the coach, he was a mild-mannered good guy.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we got Sound Off in 5 right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. It's one of those shows that takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, I feel a little beaten up.
Yeah, it's a little exhausting.
You've been in 4 hours of court today, Mike.
Yeah, I have. Anyway, let's see what we have on sound off for today.
Hey, I got another stat on Tom Brady. He leads the league in intentional grounding, so that goes to show their offensive line for the Patriots is a little weak. So if I was the Eagle defense and Jim Schwartz, I might blitz a little more.
I think you're right on the button. Besides that, when pressure, he's last in the league in completion percentage. So that would be the game plan.
The defense is all right, not as good as I would hope, but this offense looks terrible. You can't blame it only on Toby, although he's not hitting anything. Brett Brown's got to do a better job of getting the shots that he likes. Taking a lot of shots, not off the dribble.
Yeah, and he also has the yips. Yeah, if I was Brett Brown, I would work on getting him the shots off the dribble. I know Happy Allen was talking about that. Get him in movement.
That's good.
Yeah, he's not a good standstill shooter.
Am I living on a bizarro planet? Like, where is it okay for somebody to assault somebody with a deadly weapon and everybody's talking about, well, it's out of character for this guy. It's not like him. I don't care.
Well, he was a victim because he got his left testicle squeezed, apparently.
Can I sound off real fast, Mike?
Yeah, go.
You know we're on the air right now, right? Yeah. Why is there a remote engineer calling me on the phone while I'm on the air? Why?
All right, he's trying to get your expertise to set up for the next show.
Come on, he can hear me.
He's thinking that you'll answer it because we're in sound off.
Come on.
Right. I'm getting a little tired of everybody just cashing in the Eagles winning the rest of the season. And even if they lose the next two games, they are division games, and they never come out the way they expect. The Dolphins are suddenly playing for their coach. Oh, yeah. Did we forget that the Eagles got spanked by the Cowboys?
The Dolphins? Dude, seriously? You brought that one up? Come on.
You're just talking. We're talking about the four major sports, but this guy had an axe to grind. Like, I'm sorry. Nobody thought of boxing because it's boxing. Hit in the face all the time. But my God, Mike, you're a saint. You're a saint.
Well, the guy brought up Boggy. I mean, I wasn't aware of the instances with the assault charges, the criminal assault charges. My mind was focused on it happening on the playing field for majors, and that has happened in hockey and hasn't happened in baseball, football, or basketball.
Mason Rudolph reached up and grabbed the back of Garrett's helmet. And he was tearing at it and had it literally halfway off his head before Garrett stood up and responded. And while Garrett definitely needs suspension and prosecution, there's got to be something for Mason Rudolph in this, too.
All right, man, if that's your view, I'm out. Next.
The referee did not throw the flag or even whistle the play right away. He was hit well after he threw the ball. That should have been a flag. If that's Tom Brady, you know, the flag's out before the guy's even near him.
I don't know if the flag is the issue as much as the assault and battery.
I do think Pouncey ends up not getting suspended if the refs do a better job getting closer sooner. They were very slow to get in there. Pouncey shouldn't even have been allowed to get closer. There's been flags flying everywhere. I thought they were slow yesterday.
Yeah, I can imagine why it would be slow when you got those big guys that are like infuriated. Some little mealy guy's going to stick his face in there. I'd be slow too. Come on.
It's Boston Drew coming back catching his ass, baby. Hey, I just wanted to mention to you, I remember about a month ago I called your radio station and you said the Sixers were going to be better than the Celtics. You said the Celtics were like a thing of the past. Huh, they're 9-1 right now. How are the Sixers looking?
I guess the season's over. Oh, the Celtics finished higher than the Sixers?
Season's not over.
What happened? Was I Rip Van Winkle? I fall asleep and the season's over?
It's not April.
Come on, you Boston punk.
Well, Mike, I don't think you're going to be right about this one. The last time we met the Patriots, we beat them in the Super Bowl. We had a way better coaching staff. And this time, Doug basically almost stands alone.
I know, there's no logical reason why I should say the Eagles are going to win the game, but I have a hunch. Yeah, you know, I tell you. Yeah, you know, people will say your hunches stink, so you play the Patriots, you make some money, maybe.
Outside of the fight, I wonder if anybody else noticed this earlier in the game. But, Big Ben? Looking like bigger Ben now. Since week two, it looks like he just put on an extra 60, 70 pounds.
What are you talking about, Ben Simmons?
Ben Roethlisberger on the sideline looked like he was a left tackle.
Oh, Big Ben, I immediately went to Simmons.
He had the big beard and he looked bigger, like he's gotten puffy. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't look like a guy's going to like work out every day, does he?
No.
It's Candy from Lee Heighton. Doesn't Brett Brown know how to run any plays? Watching the Sixers is like watching the kids play playground ball over in the playground by our house.
It's Candy from Lee Heighton. Thanks for
Candy's a delight.
Thanks for checking in, Candy. Close down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
Oh, phew. Sound off. Carry that into the weekend and hit us up if you need to. Stay tuned, because 97.5 The Fanatic has a Sixers pregame show live. Devon Givens, D. Lineham from McStew's Irish Pub in Levittown, PA. Tyrone.
It's going to be a great time.
It will. And also on NBC Sports Philadelphia, stay tuned for the Daily Line. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.